Well, good morning, Symphony Church. We are continuing in 2 Samuel, and today we'll be reading the latter half of chapter 7, verses 18 through 29. 2 Samuel 7, 18 through 29. Then King David went in and sat before the Lord and said, "Who am I, O Lord God, and what is my house, that you have brought me thus far? And yet this was a small thing in your eyes, O Lord God. You have spoken also of your servant's house for a great while to come, and this is instruction for mankind, O Lord God. And what more can David say to you? For you know your servant, O Lord God. Because of your promise and according to your own heart, you have brought about all this greatness to make your servant know it. Therefore, you are great, O Lord God. For there is none like you, and there is no God besides you, according to all that we have heard with our ears. And who is like your people Israel, the one nation on earth whom God went to redeem to be his people, making himself a name and doing for them great and awesome things by driving out before your people whom you redeemed for yourself from Egypt, a nation and its gods? And you established for yourself your people Israel to be your people forever. And you, O Lord, became their God. And now, O Lord God, confirm forever the word that you have spoken concerning your servant and concerning his house, and do as you have spoken. And your name will be magnified forever, saying, 'The Lord of hosts is God over Israel, and the house of your servant David will be established before you.' For you, O Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, have made this revelation to your servant, saying, 'I will build you a house.' Therefore, your servant has found courage to pray this prayer to you. And now, O Lord God, you are God, and your words are true, and you have promised this good thing to your servant. Now, therefore, may it please you to bless the house of your servant, so that it may continue forever before you. For you, O Lord God, have spoken, and with your blessing shall the house of your servant be blessed forever." All right, so if you didn't catch yesterday's devotional, where P. Mike walked us through the first half of this chapter, 2 Samuel 7 starts with the Lord forming a covenant with David. And actually, this covenant that God makes with David is one of the highlights of the Old Testament. Here's a little seminary fun fact, given that we just walked through 2 Samuel in my OT class. But God's covenant to David here, the Davidic covenant, is like God's covenant to Abraham, in that it's a one-way covenant. And that means that only one of the two sides is promising something. And if you go back and you read carefully, you see that everything that God promises David has no conditions. He doesn't tell David that he'll raise up his offspring and establish an everlasting throne in his son's kingdom, and that his steadfast love will never depart from him only if David holds up his end of the bargain. No, in this covenant, God demonstrates his supreme faithfulness, his supreme love, and his supreme grace. David doesn't have to do anything to receive this blessing from the Lord. And this covenant goes on to be really important in the biblical narrative. And if you want to find out more, then you can go back and listen to yesterday's devotional. Anyway, in today's passage, we see David's reaction to this amazing covenant that God had entered with him. And for us this morning, I just want to point out three observations in David's prayer of gratitude to the Lord. We see that David recognizes God's grace, David reveres God's glory, and David repeats God's promises. First, David recognizes God's grace that has been poured out to him. He starts off his prayer by saying, "Who am I, O Lord God, and what is my house that you have brought me thus far?" David immediately sees that God's covenant promise to him was something that he didn't earn or deserve. He looks at how much God is blessing him and his offspring, and then he looks at his own worthiness, and he sees that something doesn't add up. No, David recognizes that this covenant is built on the foundation of God's grace. It's the grace of God, his propensity to give more than we deserve to be given that allows God to make such a one-sided covenant. And David understands this. Second, David reveres God's glory. He praises the name of the Lord because he is great. He says, "There is none like you, and there is no God besides you." And David magnifies the Lord, and he gives him all the honor and the glory that he could possibly muster. David places God on the throne. Even after he's promised that the king will come from his offspring, David knows that the Lord is truly who's on the throne, that the Lord is truly the ruler of this kingdom. And so David gives God glory. And lastly, David repeats God's promises. This one might be kind of odd to think about, but I thought it was interesting how David ends his prayer by kind of repeating what God had promised. Throughout the latter half of his prayer, David just kind of over and over again proclaims this promise that God will establish his house. After all, that's kind of what the covenant is based off of. And he says, "The house of your servant David will be established before you. The Lord says, I will build you a house. May it please you to bless the house of your servant, and may it continue forever before you. And with your blessing shall the house of your servant be blessed forever." David, over and over again, just continues to turn over this promise that the Lord will establish a house and that he will establish it forever. I don't think we need to read too deep into this, but I think very simply, David makes it a point to repeat the words that God has spoken to him, to turn them over and really plant them in his mind and in his heart. Like, I think it's so clear that David values the words of God, the promises of God, so much so that he just speaks them over and over in his prayer. I think this framework of recognizing, revering, and repeating is one that can really help us to respond to the Lord today. To start our day by spending time recognizing his grace, revering his glory, and repeating his promises. I think if we take even just a moment, the Holy Spirit can bring to mind the new mercies that God has for us this morning. And I think we can find aspects of his character that bring us to awe and wonder. And I think we can become a little bit more aware of the many promises that God has spoken over us. So let's take some time to do that. Let's take some time to recognize, to revere, and to repeat. I'm going to pray for us, and then I hope that you can take some time just in reflection. Lord, we just bless you. Just like David really saw a glimpse of how amazing and gracious and loving you are, I pray that in our conversations with you, that we can see more and more of you, that we could fall more and more in love with you. Lord, would you help us to recognize this grace that you have given us? Would you help us to revere you and to really proclaim your praises? And would you help us to repeat your promises to ourselves, to really ingrain your words into our hearts, not ours or anyone else's? Lord, I pray that we continue this prayerful heart throughout our day, and may your Holy Spirit really speak to us through it. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.